4. Appearance to the Greeks. About 4:30 at the home of one Flavius, the master made his 6th Narancha appearance to some 40 Greek believers there assembled. While they were engaged in discussing the reports of the master's resurrection, he manifested himself in their midst, notwithstanding that the doors were securely fastened, and speaking to them said, "Peace be upon you. While the Son of Man appeared on earth among the Jews, he came to minister to all men. In the kingdom of my Father there shall be neither Jew nor Gentile. You will all be brethren, the sons of God. Go you, therefore, to all the world, proclaiming this gospel of salvation as you have received it from the ambassadors of the kingdom, and I will fellowship you in the brotherhood of the Father's sons of faith and truth." And when he had thus charged them, he took leave, and they saw him no more. They remained within the house all evening. They were too much overcome with awe and fear to venture forth. Neither did any of these Greeks sleep that night. They stayed awake discussing these things, and hoping that the master might again visit them. Among this group were many of the Greeks who were at Gethsemane when the soldiers arrested Jesus and Judas betrayed him with a kiss. Rumors of Jesus' resurrection and reports concerning the many appearances to his followers are spreading rapidly, and the whole city is being wrought up to a high pitch of excitement. Already the master has appeared to his family, to the women, and to the Greeks, and presently he manifests himself in the midst of the apostles. The Sanhedrin is soon to begin the consideration of these new problems, which have been so suddenly thrust upon the Jewish rulers. Jesus thinks much about his apostles, but desires that they be left alone for a few more hours of solemn reflection and thoughtful consideration before he visits them.